神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
经卢牧师，我听到你的节目谈到孩子们里面有属灵的生命，那因为我自己没有信仰，也不知道有一位神或神是谁，可不可以帮助我了解关于神的事情？因为你谈到人的这个属灵的生命是跟神的创造有关系的，生命真的有活下去的理由跟意义跟目的吗？如果我能够认识这些信仰的真理，那么我心里面真的是很渴慕知道生命的意义。可不可以请你来跟我解释分享关于神的事情？
We are glad for this question.
这样的问题我非常的高兴。
For this is a question that millions have asked themselves and asked others.
这是千千万万人都在问的一个问题。
Did you ever wonder why every nation have worshipped a god?
你有没有想过为什么每一个国家都要去敬拜神明？
In everyone's history, you will find this.
在每一个民族的历史上，你都会找到他们敬拜神明的事实。
It has been a universal concept in every culture.
而且是在每一个文化里面都有的。
How and why is this implanted in the minds and the longing of all men?
到底这样子敬拜神明的这种意愿是怎么样，或者是为什么会在人的心里面？
There must be in all men a longing or understanding that there is something or someone who is worthy of worship.
一定是在人类的心里面有一种渴慕，或者是有一种理解，知道说呢，在我们之上有一位，或者有一种让我们值得我们去敬拜的。
Some have called it superstition, but why would all nations have the same kind of superstition and the same need?
或许有人会说这是迷信吧，但是又为什么全世界各个地方的人都会想要去敬拜，去追求这种所谓的迷信呢？一定有一些需要的。
There is an order and design in the universe, from the galaxy to the smallest microbe, which implies an intelligent master designer.
我们可以发现到这个宇宙，从大宇宙到最小的微生物，都是有它的被设计，然后有它的秩序。我们可以发现到有一位很高的智慧的一个主宰的设计。
Man is more than just a physical being.
人不是只有身体。
He has a conscience.
他是有良心的。
He has an intellect.
人有理性。
He is emotional.
人有情绪。
And has a will that can choose.
并且人有这种自由意志来选择。
And the spiritual side of man has an origin.
我们也看到属灵的这个方面的人呢，他也是一样。
For the spiritual desire has come from someone who is outside of ourselves, namely God.
人心里面这种属灵的意愿呢，是来自那一位创造就是我们所谓的神的，从这里来的。
Now man, which is different from plants and insects and animals, have an awareness of right and wrong.
人跟植物、动物、昆虫是绝对不同的，因为人有 知道是跟非的能力。
Every culture, from the primitive to modern, has a system of moral justice.
我们看到每一个文化呢，他们不管是过去、古时候，或者是今天的现代这个时候呢，都有他自己的一个道德上面的一个系统。
For example,In no culture is it ever right to take another man's wife.
比如说呢，任何的文化都让我们知道，任何的啊地方的一个律法都知道，不可以去侵占别人的妻子。
But now let us go to creation itself.
那我们来看看这个世界的创造。
Now the word of God tells us something about creation.
上帝的话谈到创造的事情。在罗马书第一章十九节这样告诉我们，神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知道的，虽然眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
What the word of God is sayingis that creation itself shall judge us someday.
那么这里神的话，圣经告诉我们，借着大自然，我们就知道有神。所以呢，这个大自然要在以后来审判我们。
God is saying, look around us at all the marvelous, complex creation that he has designed.
上帝的意思是说，你看着，你看看这个大自然，没有看到我所创造的这种奇妙跟复杂性吗？
Let me give you an illustration.
我给你一个例子。
You know the fish called salmon.
你知道鲑鱼这种鱼种。
Many of the fish in the United States are in the northern part of United States and Alaska, and the salmon is part of the fish industry there.
那我们晓得在美国的境内呢，有很多这种鲑鱼，不管是北部冷的地方或其他地方，有很多鲑鱼。
Now, the salmon is not born in the Pacific Ocean.
那鲑鱼本身它被生出来的时候呢，是不是在这种大海洋里面的？
But the salmon is born way upriver into little branches in the northwest part of the United States.
鲑鱼它的出生是在北部美国境内北部的一些小溪水里面，溪流里面，不是在海里面。
And there in that quiet little stream, the eggs are laid and the salmon are born and stay there for about a year.
在那很安静的溪流里面，这个鲑鱼卵呢，就在那里被孵出来，从那里小鱼开始。
Then they are able and strong enough to begin their journey to the Pacific Ocean.
等这个小鱼被孵出来，慢慢长大，当他们有力量可以进入大海洋的时候，
They swim out of their little branch into the river.
小鲑鱼就开始游到这个河里面，从溪游到河里面。
Down the river, over the waterfalls, out toward the Pacific Ocean.
然后过了这个河流呢，就进入了海洋，大太平洋。
Finally, they reach the ocean, the Pacific Ocean.
最后就进入了太平洋。
And there they stay for a year to 4 years until they grow to a very good size.
一年两年，经过大概四年的时候呢，他们就长到很大了。
Then there's some instinct within them that says, get back.To where you were born.
这些鲑鱼呢，在里面有一种本能，想要回到它一开始出生的地方。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
Because they begin to swim out of the Pacific Ocean into the rivers.
因为这一群从溪流来的，进入大太平洋的这一群鲑鱼，又开始回游到他们以前来的地方。
They swim against the rapids.They go up the hills of the, they go up the river.
他们需要逆流而上，经过河流，再回到溪里面。
They don't even stop to feed, they just push on.
他们不停下来，一直要回去。
They pass one little branch of the river after another.
经过支流，经过主流。
until finally they come to that one where they were born.
最后竟然能够回到他们被孵出来的那个溪水里面。
There they swim into that branch and they lay their eggs.
回到那里之后呢，一样开始产卵。
And out of pure exhaustion from their trip, they die.
因为他们这一趟回程非常的辛苦，就这样子生完了蛋，他们就死了。
You see, the scientists have studied this and marked them and have seen how they have done this.
科学家一直在观察，一直在研究，看到鲑鱼是这样子的一个生命过程。
How magnificent!
多么的奇妙啊！
The creative instinct that God gave to his creation.
上帝创造里面给这些动物的这种本能。
Even the little small bee,
就像那小小的蜜蜂，
they have scouts among their beehive.
那么他们本身有很大的这种组织。
And the scouts go out to find the nectar that would be best for their honey.
组织里面呢，包括有这种所谓的侦察蜂，就是他们会先出去侦察一些情况。
They find it.
他们就找到了要取蜜的地方。
They fly back to their hive.
他们就回飞，然后去告诉他们的蜜群，那个蜂群。
And there in front of the worker honey, bees, there they do a little dance.
那么这些工蜂呢，就开始跳舞。
And in their dance, they are showing them the direction in which to go to find this,the pollen.
在工蜂的舞蹈里面，显示出到底是哪一个方向。哪一个地方有他们要去工作的地方
？And immediately the workers understand, and they fly off to the place the scout has found.
接下去要工作的蜜蜂呢，明白了就一起飞向那个方向。
Our wonderful creator,
多么奇妙的创造
！Look at our world and our universe; it is so mathematically correct.
看看我们这个地球，这个整个大宇宙，多么精确的啊，被。建立在那里。
Everything is precise.
每一个都非常的精确。
No one can argue that the universe is not overwhelmingly complex and a majestic creation.
这个大宇宙整个世界的被设计被创造都是那么的精确那么的奇妙以至于没有人可以来争执的。
Every scientist agrees that there had to be a beginning.
那每一个科学家都非常同意，不管任何的东西都要有开始。
For there is a scientific law that something cannot come from nothing.
科学的律是这样子的，没有一个可以无中生有。
That law is called the first cause.
那么这个就是第一个律，就是原因，就是开始起源的律。
Is it possible that all of this detailed perfection could be the results of something that just happened or the results of a carefully designed of an infinite God?
刚才我所提的这一些不管是宇宙的精确或者是这些动物的本能让我们看到难道这些都是偶然自己来的吗还是有一位很尊高很有能力的创造者呢圣经这样告诉我们神的事情人所能知道的都显明在人的心里面因为神已经给他们选民
We see not only creation but there is within the heart of man a conscience a knowledge of right and wrong
所以这里告诉我们不是只有这种天地万物神的创造告诉我们我们也看到人的事情在人的心里面也就是我们讲的良心
Why do people all over the world have some form of moral code that is amazingly similar?
为什么全世界的人都有一种伦理道德上面很类似的标准呢
In other words, as we said before, there is no culture where it is acceptable for another man to take another man's wife.
比如说我们刚才已经讲过了就是在每一个文化里面都不容许一个丈夫侵占别人的妻子的。
Also, we think it's wrong to take things that do not belong to us.
那还有去拿不属于我们的东西也是错的。
Or kill an innocent person.
或去去谋杀一个没有罪的人也是不对的。
You see, this innate knowledge of right or wrong is the inner witness to the existence of a just God.
所以这个在里面的这种是非的标准从哪里来呢？是从那一位创造的神而来。
In every culture on earth, people worship and have some kind of religion.
那在地上人类的这种敬拜神明呢，都有他们自己的这种宗教的这种敬拜。
It seems to be a man naturally desires to be religious.
这表示出人有一种对信仰的一种渴望。
Why? Because there's a vacuum in the heart of man.
为什么呢？因为在人的里面有一个地方是空着的，是空的。
And in this vacuum, the law is written in the heart, and the conscience is troubled unless we sear it.
那这个空的地方呢，是在神的这个创造的灵里面，除非你把它充满了，不然的话它是空的。
You see, guilt is one of the biggest problems of the emotions.
那在我们的情绪里面有一个很大的毛病，叫做罪恶感。
And this stems from the accusation of our conscience.
那这个就是我们里面良心的一个知觉。
In the Christian religion, we have a Bible.
在基督徒的信仰里面，我们有圣经。
Which contains the Word of God.
圣经就是上帝的话。罗马书第16章26、27节这样说，这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。
This word from God was written over a 1600 year period.
那么神的话呢，是在1600年之间完成的。
By 40 different people from all walks of life.
这个当中呢，有40位左右的作者，而且不同的背景来写完这些书。
Some were scholars like Moses and Paul.
那有些像摩西，像保罗，他们是属于学者型的。
King David was one who also was a musician.
那么这一位大卫，以色列的王，是一位艺术家，音乐家。
Peter was a lowly fisherman.
其中的作者彼得是一个比较低阶层的捕鱼的人。
Very different people.
所以这些作者都有不同的背景。
And yet, the Bible is amazingly consistent.
但是很奇妙的，这么长的时间，这么多的不同的作者完成的圣经，竟然是它是一体的，是一致的。
From the very beginning until the very end, Jesus Christ is the center of the Bible.
圣经的从头到尾都在指向一个中心，就是耶稣基督。
God had a purpose for writing to us.
上帝向我们显示他的话，他的书的写成是有目的的。
And throughout that 1600 years, he opened up to us over 100 prophecies about the birth and work and death of Jesus Christ.
那么在这1600年之间呢，上帝也借着先知有很多的预言提到耶稣的降生。
He prophesied about the nations of the world.
他也提到关于这个世界未来的要发生的事情。
He tells us what's going to happen in the end days.
他也告诉我们这个世界在最后要结束的时候要发生的事情。
But the Bible tells us about God himself.
圣经也告诉我们神自己。
And how God wants to give us everlasting life.
告诉我们上帝要赐给我们有永恒的生命。
My friends, only the hand of a supernatural God could have given man what he did.
只有那一位至高至大，这一位全能的神才可以给我们这些。
If you'd like to know about the differences in the Bible, taste it and feed upon it yourself.
如果你想知道神的话，那么你就找到一本圣经，去念它，去体尝看看。
The best defense of the Bible is the Bible itself.
那么最好的对于圣经的明白或辩护是圣经这本书自己。
The best commentator on the Bible is the Bible.
那么圣经的最好的解释呢，也是圣经自己。
That's why men fear to read it.
那就是为什么很多人他们不想去，而且害怕去读它。
I want to get rid of it.
想要把它除掉。
But the Bible is the living word and can give you life.
但是圣经是神的话，是活的话，可以给你生命。
But then we see that God sent His Son to tell you about Himself.
我们也看到，除了神的话之外，上帝差他自己的儿子，让我们认识神自己。新约圣经希伯来书第一章第一到第四节这样子说道，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边，他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
You see, he sent Jesus. He has given mankind the most complete revelation of God and the universe that can be found anywhere.
上帝差遣了他的儿子到世上来，让我们认识他。他把一个让我们最能够明白的一个例子，他赐下来，让我们更完全的可以来明白他。
Any one of you who read the words of Jesus Christ about God as they appear in the Gospels will have more than enough information to believe in Him.
如果你好好的看圣经里面的四福音，新约的前面四本谈到耶稣在世上的一些行迹的时候呢，那么你就有足够的证据来相信耶稣。
In fact, the best way to know about God is through studying His Son Jesus.
要认识神的一个最大的管道，就是要认识他的儿子耶稣。
One of His disciples said that no one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, He is the one.
耶稣的一个门徒这样告诉我们，从来没有人见过神，只有他怀中的独生子耶稣把他表明出来。
You see,There are many evidence that he became the most outstanding man who ever lived.
从历史上我们看到耶稣是历史上的最伟大的人。
He influenced billions of people through culture, art, education, and all the areas of life.
他影响了很多，而且呢，在世界上的各种文化，啊，各种阶层的教育水准。的这些人。
And he did it in his 3 years of ministry.
只有三年而影响到那么多各种文化各个国家的所有人的生命。
He came to give us life eternal.
他来是为了要给我们永恒的生命。
The Bible said, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if you believe in him,You can have life eternal.
圣经告诉我们，神爱世人，所以他把他的儿子赐给我们，凡是相信的就可以得到永生。
Jesus came to show the power of God.
耶稣来是要来彰显神自己的大能。
The power to change people's lives.
可以改变人的能力。
And this is the greatest power of all.
这是最大的全能。
For a changed life, truly changed life, demonstrates the power of God.
可以改变人，这个是最大神的能力。
It means those that lie stop lying.
比如说呢，本来是一个会说谎的人，不再说谎。
Those that steal, they don't steal anymore.
本来偷的人不再偷。
Prostitutes turn away from that kind of thing.
有一些妓女呢，因着耶稣，他们就改变了。
The proud become humble.
这种骄傲变成谦卑
The bitter forgive
里面本来有苦毒的恼恨的变成宽恕
Lifestyles are changed
生命整个的、 啊、标这这种模式都改变了。
There was a woman named Mary Magdalene in the Bible.
有一个在圣经里面叫做抹大拉的玛利亚的人。
She was possessed with demons.
她曾经被邪灵来附着。
But she met Jesus.
她遇到了耶稣。
And there she turned to him for help.
这个玛利亚就转向耶稣来求助。
And she believed in him.
她相信了耶稣。
And he forgave her.
耶稣宽恕了她。
And she became a mighty worker for Jesus.
这个玛利亚成为耶稣她的很有力的一个见证人，一个为她工作的人。
Her whole life was changed.
她的生命都改变了。
There was a young woman in China.
在国内南部有一个妇女。
Her life was a mess.
她的整个的那种生活生命呢，实在是很糟糕。
Her marriage broke up.
她的婚姻破碎了。
Emotionally, it tore her up.
情绪上非常的低落。
She didn't know what to do.
她在一个不知道该怎么办的情况下面。
But she listened on the radio.
她就听到了广播。
And she heard about this one called Christ.
她就听到耶稣的名字。
And as she listened, something in her heart began to move.
当她一面听的时候，心里面就受感动。
And she asked him to forgive her.
她请耶稣原谅她。
And she began to trust in him.
她开始信任耶稣基督。
And it changed her life.
改变了她的生命。
She went on to love him and to work for him.
她就继续的相信他，而且爱他，不但爱他，还来服侍他。
He gave her something to live for.
耶稣给了这一位妇女，这位姊妹有一个目标可以活着。
There are thousands of examples of this all over the world.
像这样的例子在全世界实在有太多太多了。
People whose lives have been changed when they came to Jesus.
当人到耶稣的面前来相信接受他的时候呢，生命就被改变了。
God did not create you just to exist.
上帝创造人不是让你只有存在而已。
He really knows you.
他认识你。
He knows the intimate details of your life.
他知道所有你生命当中的所有的事情。
And he wants to reveal himself to you in all of these evidences.
他愿意把自己借着一切的这些因素来向你启示。
He has only one thing of you.
他对你有一个期待。
To believe and to trust.
相信信任信靠他。
How wonderful it is that that vacuum in your heart is filled.
这个时候你里面那个空处就被充满了。
Filled with your confidence in Christ.
充满着在耶稣基督里面的这种信心。
How he changed your life.
他改变你的生命。
And has given you life eternal.
而且呢还要给你永远的生命。
Give this to your child.
把这样子的一个认知来教你的孩子。
Help them to see there's someone that can give them strength.To go on living.
帮助你的孩子知道有一位天上可以帮助他，可以给他生命意义的神。
So my friend, you can see we are not just a body, but we have a soul and a spirit that we must look to the great creator to give us a life that will be productive.
亲爱的朋友，你可以看到我们人不是只有身体，我们有魂，我们有灵，我们一定要认识那一位创造我们的神，然后过丰盛的生命。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。